Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord, a time when you can just worship with us. We can gather in His name and lift Him up together. All of us lifted our voices and our faith to God and having a great time in His presence. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you, and thank you for taking time to worship with us. We do greet you in Jesus' name and ask you, if it's convenient and possible, to give someone a call and tell them that we're here. And if the radio time is inconvenient for them or you, you missed the broadcast, you want to hear it again, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you can always contribute with your debit or credit card on the front page if you would like to do that. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to sit up at a counter or any such thing. Just follow the prompts. And I'll give you some contact information a little later on in the service, probably toward the end of the broadcast. So be ready to take it down and let us hear from you. If you're a new listener today traveling through the area, or it's the first time you've ever tuned in, we just want you to join in, interact with us, and let's have a great time in the presence of the Lord. Let's start today's service from 2 Peter 3:13. The Word of God for today's broadcast says, "Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." Aren't you glad today that we've got something to look forward to? Praise the Lord. All right, let's get the holiness hymns of praise, and let's go to page 246. Here's one you don't hear very often. Let's sing together on "I'm Not Ashamed." Clap your hands and let's testify.
I'm not ashamed to own that Jesus came and died on Calvary, that by His blessed free atonement He prepared a way for me and fixed it so that I from bondage might forevermore be free. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed
to speak for Jesus,
my dear Lord.
I'm not ashamed,
I'm not ashamed
to praise His name.
I'm not ashamed
to own His blessing. Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed to tell the sinners that the Lord will save their soul. If they will only come believing, He will cleanse and make them whole, and He'll prepare for them an entrance to that everlasting fold. Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed to speak for Jesus,
my dear Lord.
I'm not ashamed
to
praise His name.
I'm not ashamed
to own His blessing. Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed to testify that he has cleansed my soul from sin. And by his blessed Holy Spirit, he has made me free within. Yes, I am trying now to serve him and some precious soul to win. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed to speak for Jesus.
I'm not ashamed
to praise his name. I'm not ashamed to own his blessing. Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
One more time, let's sing. I'm not ashamed to speak for Jesus.
I'm not ashamed
to praise his name.
I'm not ashamed
to own his blessing. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed.
And we're taught in the scripture that if we're ashamed of him before men down here, that he will be ashamed of us before his Father in heaven. Let's stand up for Jesus. I would like to have more spiritual boldness, wouldn't you? And of course, the more we speak out boldly, the more persecution and trials we are having. Do you know when you sign up for Christianity, you sign up for persecution? But when you sign up for persecution, you sign up for blessings. Because blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. The word of God is real. Let's live it. Let's practice it. Let's hide it in our heart that we may not sin against God. John 3:16 is our precious promise today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then John 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Sinner, there's hope for you. There is a rescue for you. There is a way for you. You may look at the situation and consider yourself hopeless, but remember at the end of self is God. And while you're considering yourself hopeless, why don't you look up to him? Because he is our hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you today for your blessings. And Lord, we do ask for spiritual boldness. And we ask, Lord, for confidence and trust. And we ask, Lord, for faith. And Lord, we just pray for courage today, that we'll be able to take our stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and not be ashamed to testify that you have saved us from sin, not be ashamed to testify that you will save every sinner that comes to you. We'll not be ashamed, Lord, to spread the gospel and tell others about Jesus. Help us to hide the word of God in our heart, so when the Holy Spirit comes, he can bring all these things to our remembrance and we can be a witness. Lord, we need you today. We ask you, Lord, to bless this service. Each one of these listeners today, we pray, Lord, for them to have courage and to be able to speak out for Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you'll guide them and help them to be witnesses. Lord, we are called to be your witnesses, the Bible says. We give you praise today. Bless the furtherance of this service. Let it encourage someone and strengthen someone. And may it be a day, Lord, when somebody finds you as Savior and Lord. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more.
power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast today. So be ready to take it down if you will. Here's a great one. Here's one that'll ask you a question. And if you don't know who Jesus is, you need to consider this question. And if you know who Jesus is, you still need to consider this question. Where will you be a million years from now? Just one life to live on earth, and it swiftly passes by. From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, God has given us this choice to decide our destiny in a million years. Where will you be? Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? While ages roll throughout eternity, I ask this question, where will you be? The Bible, we are told of a day that soon will come when the people of this earth will be gathered around God's throne, and the books are open wide there for all the world to see. Will he say, well done? Where will you be? Oh, ask yourself that question. Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Roll throughout eternity. I ask this question, where will you be? And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service. Click Donate on the front page to contribute with your debit or credit card. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.